Test for English Majors, 2001, Grade 4, Part 2, Dictation. Characteristics of a good reader. To improve your reading habits, you must understand the characteristics of a good reader. First, the good reader usually reads rapidly. Of course, he does not read every piece of material at the same rate. But whether he is reading a newspaper or a chapter in a physics text, his reading rate is relatively fast. He has learned to read for ideas rather than words one at a time. Next, the good reader can recognize and understand general ideas and specific details. Thus, he is able to comprehend the material with a minimum of effort and a maximum of interest. Finally, the good reader has at his command several special skills which he can apply to reading problems as they occur. For the college student, the most helpful of these skills include making use of various aids to understanding that most textbooks provide and skim reading for a general survey.
The second reading.
Characteristics of a good reader. To improve your reading habits, you must understand the characteristics of a good reader. First, the good reader usually reads rapidly. Of course, he does not read every piece of material at the same rate. But whether he is reading a newspaper or a chapter in a physics text, his reading rate is relatively fast. He has learned to read for ideas rather than words one at a time. Next, the good reader can recognize and understand general ideas and specific details. Thus, he is able to comprehend the material with a minimum of effort and a maximum of interest. Finally, the good reader has at his command several special skills which he can apply to reading problems texts as they occur. For the college student, the most helpful of these skills include making use of various aids to understanding, that most textbooks provide. And skim reading for a general survey.
The third reading.
Characteristics of a good reader. To improve your reading habits, you must understand the characteristics of a good reader. First, the good reader usually reads rapidly. Of course, he does not read every piece of material at the same rate. But whether he is reading a newspaper or a chapter in a physics text, his reading rate is relatively fast. He has learned to read for ideas, rather than words one at a time. Next, the good reader can recognize and understand general ideas and specific details. Thus, he is able to comprehend the material with a minimum of effort and a maximum of interest. Finally, the good reader has at his command several special skills which he can apply to reading problems as they occur. For the college student, the most helpful of these skills include making use of various aids to understanding, that most textbooks provide. And skim reading for a general survey.
The last reading.
Characteristics of a good reader. To improve your reading habits, you must understand the characteristics of a good reader. First, the good reader usually reads rapidly. Of course, he does not read every piece of material at the same rate. But whether he is reading a newspaper or a chapter in a physics text, his reading rate is relatively fast. He has learned to read for ideas rather than words one at a time. Next, the good reader can recognize and understand general ideas and specific details. Thus, he is able to comprehend the material with a minimum of effort and a maximum of interest. Finally, the good reader has at his command several special skills which he can apply to reading problems as they occur. For the college student, the most helpful of these skills include making use of various aids to understanding that most textbooks provide, and skim reading for a general survey. You now have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Part 2, Dictation. Part 3, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Statements.
Number 1. I have to teach the same course book several times in the summer holiday camp, which is sometimes boring and not well paid. But by and large, I am quite delighted in being with young people.
Number 2. The poor living conditions in such a large city have resulted from the unplanned real estate development which is rarely seen in small cities.
Number 3. At a recent seminar, many participants were worried about the fact that overpopulation may give rise to many social security problems.
Number 4. May I have your attention, please? Flight 998 is leaving at 11:30 a.m. Please check in half an hour prior to departure.
Number 5. Having gone through your claims for fire damage, I don't think the policy you have provides protection against loss by fire.
Number 6. Ian lost one eye in a childhood accident, but he nonetheless had a very successful athletic career.
Number 7. Mr. and Mrs. Clark used to smoke, but now Mrs. Clark has stopped, and she's afraid her husband will fall ill if he doesn't get rid of his bad habit of smoking both at home and at work.
Number 8. I heard from Mary that last semester Susan found it difficult to stay on good terms with her roommate, Jenny.
Number 9. Jack says that he is up to his eyes in work at present, and really can't afford the time to have dinner with us.
Section B, Conversation.
Number 10. I want to find a part-time job during the summer vacation and earn some money. How about you?
I'm going to take a few summer courses so that I can graduate early next year. Number 11. Excuse me, I want some dictionaries. Where can I find them?
The regular priced ones are here. And on that table in the corner of the room, we have some on discount.
Thank you.
Number 12. I wonder where I could take my girlfriend for dinner after work tonight.
Have you been to the Chinese restaurant near the school? Number 13. Hello? The pipe in my bathroom is leaking. Can you come to get it repaired right away?
Well, it depends on how soon I can finish the drains at the office building.
Number 14. Do you think you could play the music tape another time, dear? I've got a slight headache.
Of course, sorry. I didn't realize you could hear it. You want me to call the doctor?
No, thanks. I'll be okay in a minute.
Number 15. Lisa, how are you getting along with your term paper?
I've been writing and rewriting it. I simply don't know if I'll ever get it finished. Number 16. I must go to the library. The one near the laboratory, because I have to finish my research project by tomorrow. But if I could, I'd prefer to go with you to the theater.
I wish you could come along.
Number 17. Why did Jackson suddenly decide to quit his job?
He said he wouldn't break his back working for such low pay.
I see.
Number 18. Are you sure you can't remember the name of the film you saw last week?
It's just on the tip of my tongue. Section C. News broadcast.
Questions 19 and 20 are based on the following news.
Commonwealth leaders agree to lift Nigeria's 3.5-year suspension on May 29th, the day the military government hands over power to an elected president, the organization's Secretary General announced yesterday. Nigeria was suspended from the 54-nation group of mainly former British colonies in 1995 after it executed 9 minority rights activists, including writer Ken Saro Wiwa. But now that the country has embarked on a return to democracy, Commonwealth heads of government have agreed to end the estrangement. Secretary General Chief Ameka Anyahu said in a statement, "I'm delighted that an unfortunate episode in Nigeria-Commonwealth relations will now come to an end, and Nigeria is resuming its rightful place in the Commonwealth." Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news.
The Space Shuttle Discovery made a rare night landing at the Kennedy Space Center early on Thursday. The night landing, the 11th in the center's 94 shuttle missions, ended a 10-day mission to outfit the orbiting International Space Station. Although the spacecraft created a sonic boom that could be heard along much of Florida's eastern seaboard, witnesses on the ground could not see the orbiter until it was directly over the runway lights. Scattered showers off the Florida coast had threatened to postpone the shuttle's return, but forecasters gave the green light when they decided no rain would fall within 48 kilometers of the Space Center. Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following news.
5 people died, 2 were missing, and at least 18 were injured on Wednesday when an Italian patrol boat vessel collided with a dinghy filled with refugees crossing the Adriatic Sea from Albania, authorities said. The victims were believed to be Albanians from either Albania or Kosovo, said authorities from Italy's Tax Police Division, which along with the Coast Guard patrols the nation's coast. The cause of the collision was not immediately known. 3 Albanians, believed to have smuggled the refugees, were arrested a few hours after the accident. Question 25 is based on the following news.
Malaysian authorities are discussing possible salvage efforts with Sun Cruises, the Singapore owner of a luxury liner which sank off Malaysia last week, a news report said yesterday. Sun Cruise has received some advice from Malaysia on the matter. The Business Times newspaper quoted company spokesman Judy Chu as saying, Chu and other Sun Cruise officials could not immediately be reached for further comment as they were away in Indonesia. The Sun Vista went down in international waters, but nearby Malaysia may have the right to order the wreck's removal, the newspaper said. Salvage experts said the wreck of the Sun Vista, which sunk in 60 meters of the water, poses no threat to ships passing over it, but Malaysia may still want it removed.
This is the end of Part 3, Listening Comprehension.